Hola amigos, ¿cómo están? Bienvenidos. Hey friends, welcome back to the Language Tutor Spanish Podcast. I'm your profesor de español, Danny Evans. And hey, you know what? I hope you and all your family and friends are all doing well and you're staying safe and healthy. I just hope you're doing well. But hey, thanks for hanging out with me on this episode. I have a really cool episode for you. This is all about jokes to help you learn Spanish. And no, I did not come up with that phrase. Miss Ruth Darby did, a friend of mine. She has a book. It's called Jokes to Help You Learn Spanish. And I'm going to be reading from that book today. I'm actually going to give you 10 jokes in Spanish. This is going to be a fun episode. And, you know, one thing about Ruth, she has her own YouTube channel called Spanglish Fantastico. I'm going to put a link in the description to her YouTube channel. I tell you, if you want a teacher that just has a smiling face, a kind heart, and a soothing voice, check out Ruth's YouTube channel. She's a great Spanish teacher. I love her channel. I love her lessons. And just a joy to spend time watching her lessons because just a great person. But I am reading from her book called Jokes to Help You Learn Spanish. I'm also going to put a link in the description of where you can buy this book. Now, she also has a really cool book she sent me. And thank you, by the way, Ruth. A Spanish phrase book for educators. What a great idea. And there's a book named after her YouTube channel. It's called Spanglish Fantastico. Learn how to comunicar en español. Now you might be wondering, why Spanglish? Why would it be called Spanglish? Well, I don't want to speak for Ruth, but I've been reading through her books, especially the joke book that we're reading from today. And she has this nice knack for mixing the two languages, almost like they're one. She mixes some English with some Spanish. And, you know, when you do that enough, you start finding that you are bringing in the Spanish words into your own vernacular. And it's almost a way to make it part of your normal speech. And it's a really cool way to transition all into Spanish. But, yeah, she is fantástica at doing Spanglish to help you learn Spanish. So, Ruth, thank you. But let's jump into her book and let's do some jokes in Spanish. I have picked out 10 for you today. Up first, let's talk about this one. A bombero in Spanish is the word for fireman. Let's read this one. There are two of them. Okay, so ¿cómo se llaman los dos bomberos españoles? José and Jose B. Jose and Jose B. So, yeah, you probably understand that. But what are the names of the two Spanish firemen? Jose, like the name Jose, and Jose B. So that's a pretty good one to get us started off. All right, up next. How many Spanish men does it take to change a light bulb? Now, that is a question written in English. But the answer, how many Spanish men does it take to change a light bulb? Just Juan. Yes. Juan. J-U-A-N. So it sounds like just one. All right. That's a great one. Now, moving through her book, this one is interesting here. It mixes. This is where we get into that Spanglish gift that she has. Have you ever tried to comer un reloj? Here's the answer. Es un perdida de tiempo. Now you may be laughing already, but let's break it down. Have you ever tried to comer means to eat in un reloj? Of course, we know that means a clock. And the next one, the answer is es un perdida de tiempo. Perdida, if you think of the verb perder, means to lose. It is a loss as a noun, de tiempo, of time. It's a loss of time. So don't do it. So the whole thing, have you ever tried to eat a clock? It's a loss of time. It almost comes out like a waste of time in English. So that's a pretty good one. Okay, now get this one. This one mixes both languages very nicely. I met un loco en la avenida, a crazy man in the avenue. He asked me, perdone, ¿qué hora es? I looked at mi reloj. Son las cuatro y media. El loco looked miserable and threw his hands en el aire. Concerned, I asked, ¿qué pasa? The answer, nada. It's just that every time I ask, I get a different answer. All right, I hope that you might have to let that one sink in for a minute. So, yes, perdón, ¿qué hora es? What time is it? I looked at mi reloj. Son las cuatro y media. It is 4:30. And concerned, I ask, ¿qué pasa? What's happening? What's going on? Something we ask people when we're concerned about what's going on. So every time I ask, I get a different answer. That's pretty good. Okay, now this one is all in Spanish. ¿Qué hace ese pez? The answer, nada. ¿Qué hace ese pez? It's asking what a fish does, right? The answer is nada. Well, of course, you know that nada means nothing, but it's also the verb to swim, conjugated with a thing, or a he, or a she, or an usted. So, ¿qué hace ese pez? Nada. Yes, double answer there. That's pretty good.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code SPOTIFY for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Okay, up next, we have another nice Spanglish one here. This one is going to use the verb venir, which is to come in Spanish. Here it is. El camarero en un restaurante says, ¿vino de la casa, señor? El cliente responde, what is it to you, de donde vengo? Okay, so if you're not understanding, maybe you're catching that already. The waiter in a restaurant, he says, ¿vino de la casa, señor? So, vino, the past tense form of venir, conjugated with usted. So, you came from the house, sir? But really what he's asking is vino, as a noun, wine of the house, sir? In other words, would you like the house wine, sir? And the client responds, what's it to you, de donde vengo? What is it to you where I come from? So it's pretty good. All right. So there are a lot of vino jokes in Spanish. You should look some of those. And Ruth actually has a few more in her book. This is great. All right. A few more here. Había un mago mexicano. So let's break that down before I give you the answer to this one. Había, there was. Un mago mexicano. Un mago is a magician. Okay, so now that you know that. Había un mago mexicano. He said, uno, dos. And then he disappeared without a trace. He disappeared without a trace is what we're saying in English. But it's tres, the number three. He disappeared without a three. That's pretty good. All right, now this one says, un hombre walks up to una viuda at the funeral de su marido. Nice mixture of Spanglish here. Now, if you don't know what a viuda is, it's a widow. So, un hombre walks up to una viuda at the funeral home de su marido, of her husband. Can I just say one word? The man asks. The lady says, sí, claro, la viuda responde. Mucho, says el hombre. Gracias, says la viuda. That means a lot. Yes, it does. Mucho does mean a lot. So, all right, we have two more. So in this joke, Padre, we know that padre means father, but it also can mean father as in a priest. So that's the context of this one. And you know that orar means to pray. And so when we conjugate it for ora, it's telling you to pray. But it also sounds like another word. So let's break this one down. Here we go. Padre, what can I do for mis pecados, my sins, mis pecados? Ora, mi hijo, ora. Las once y media, padre. So, you may be picking this up already. When he says, ora, mi hijo, ora, he's telling him to pray. But it sounds like ora, the hour, H-O-R-A. So he tells him, las once y media, padre. It's 11:30. So, that's good. The last one of this episode. We'll hopefully do more jokes in the future. Now, this one is all in Spanish for you. We're going to wrap it up with one completely in Spanish. This one is about una manzana, which we know is an apple. And we know that the verb esperar means waiting, and it's also talking about la banana. Here it is. Una manzana está esperando el autobús con una banana. La banana pregunta, ¿hace mucho que usted espera? La manzana responde, no, yo siempre fui manzana. Okay, so let's break that down. Una manzana está esperando el autobús. An apple is waiting for the bus con una banana. With a banana, we know. La banana pregunta, the banana asks, ¿hace mucho que usted espera? Now that's the part that really makes the joke, because hace mucho que is implying how long has it been. And so, hace mucho que usted espera is asking how has it been a long time since you've been waiting? Have you been waiting long? But the joke part is in the word espera. If you break it up into two parts, it becomes es and pera. So it sounds like he's asking, has it been a long time that you are a pear? And then the apple responds, no, I was always an apple. All right, and that wraps up this episode of some jokes to help you learn Spanish. I do want to encourage you to jump on these links in the description and get these books from Ruth Darby. She's a great writer, great person, such a kind heart. And I am happy to point you in her direction because she is just a great person. Well, I hope you've enjoyed this look at jokes to help you learn Spanish. And I've had a lot of fun talking about jokes with you on this episode. I hope you're all doing well, staying safe and staying healthy. And as always, mis amigos, I wish for you and all your family and friends paz y bendiciones, peace and blessings. And I'll see you soon. Hasta pronto.